Good morning. We're continuing the Chayodim Klal Chav Beis Simon Tes. And the Chayodim talks about again distractions which take place during Shemoneh Esrei. The next one is the following: Vim Oksosu Kino, a louse is biting him. So in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Dalet points out that touching a kino is one of the things which requires that a person washes his hands. There's a ruach tuma which comes on the person by touching a kino. So we hear mutar litloy bebigdoy shlo yisbalta machshavtoy avol osa litloy beyad. So we want to address the distraction. This thing is biting him and it's hurting. So that's distracting him. So he can remove it to deal with the distraction, but we do not want him to be in a situation where he needs to wash his hands. Therefore, he should remove it using his garments, using a cloth. He's not allowed to touch it directly. If he did touch it directly, so now he has the chiyuv of netila. So yishav shef yodah bekosel or davar acher. So he cannot walk away from Shemoneh Esrei to go to wash his hands. He cannot wash his hands in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He should do an act of cleansing his hands by rubbing them against something which can remove any zuma which is there. So we say that a person rubs his hands against the wall or against another item. A person can use a piece of cloth. A person should not use his own clothing. When a person does that, the shapeshift has to be the equivalent as if he's washing his hands. So it has to get to every part of the hands, including in between the fingers. So a person just rubs the fronts and the backs, and that's it. The same way when you wash your hands, the water goes between the fingers, and you have to make sure that the water does that. You can't hold your fingers tightly to the point that water cannot get through. Because the idea is that you should wash every part of your hand. So the same thing about this idea of rubbing the hands, it has to be done in the same way. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet says that this idea of being Meshavshef, which we're talking about now, does not replace the Tefillah totally. So in regards to the halachas of Tefillah, the hands are considered cleansed, and a person can daven, can learn, can say brachas, even though he has this ruach tumah on his hands. That's not precluded. But the person does need the actual tefillah with water to remove the ruach ra, which is there. So if a person would do this during Shemoneh Esrei, rely on the idea of rubbing his hands against the wall, there's something of that sort. It doesn't mean that after davening, it's finished. He does not have to wash his hands. He still has to wash his hands to remove the ruach ra, which is there. Similarly, if a person touches the parts of the person which are considered to be metunaf, to be considered dirtied, that's any part of the person's body which is normally covered. So a person should not touch in those places. During davening, because there are sweatiness there, which develops a certain type of the dead skin of the person meets together with the zeya, and makes these little pieces of moist skin which are coming off, and that's considered something which is matunof, which is not clean. A person scratches his head in his hair, so we have the same type of idea over there. All these things are considered that they make the hands unfit for davening. So a person should not be doing these things during Shemoneh Esrei. And the truth is, these are an issue anywhere in davening, in that situation, a person would go and wash his hands. Over here, that's not really an option to go wash a person's hands in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we say a person has to be careful not to do this, because we're afraid that he will if he does this, he's causing a situation of a hapsik. If he did do it, so he does the process of being mashavshef yodah b'kosel, rubbing his hands against the wall or something else, and that will address the issue. Okay, we'll continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Have a good day.